house where half of us juggled, and we all used to sort of share tips and try things out. So there you go. Juggling and other skills, they take commitment, they take a bit of hard work. Okay, but it's the same with our relationships as well. In this story today, Ruth says to Naomi, sorry, there you go, perseverance, that's the slide. I haven't quite coordinated my slides and my speaking here yet, but there we go. Don't lose heart, keep going, staying faithful to something. And in our relationships, so Ruth says to Naomi, Phil read this, don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. So Ruth could have done what the other daughter-in-law did. She could have gone back to her home. She would have had other family members in Moab. Everything was familiar to her there. But she doesn't do that. She's going to a new country. She's going to new people. She's going to have to work really hard. And yet she chooses to commit to Naomi and to Naomi's God. It can't have been an easy decision, but ultimately it brings blessing in the shape of a new family, and a really significant family at that. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I really feel like giving up. Sometimes we have a situation or even a person, and you just think, oh, I can't cope with this anymore, I can't keep going. A humorous illustration for you younger ones in school. When I couldn't do my homework when I was in school, I got very, very frustrated with it. I used to get the books, and I used to chuck them across my bedroom because I was so cross with it. I probably shouldn't tell you that, but anyway, I just have. That's what I used to do. This is at secondary school as well. But the thing was, a bit later, I used to go over, pick them up, and have another go. Now, I don't know if you have something like that that you find hard to keep going with. I don't know, maybe some of us find it hard to keep a regular prayer time or reading the Bible, or there's somebody you think, oh, I really must phone them. I must, you know, get into a habit of, I don't know. Does anybody here still write to people? I still write to my dad, and occasionally, yeah, I think I must write to him. I haven't written to him regularly. And when we do that, we're really blessed for ourselves, and we really bless other people as well when we commit to these relationships. But Ruth's story isn't just a story of her commitment to Naomi and to Naomi's God. It's a story of God's commitment to... Ooh, slide change error. There we go. Sorry.
Try again.
There we are. So Ruth's story is a story of God's commitment to his people and to us. I don't know how well you know the book of Judges. But the stories in there make for really grim reading. The people of Israel turn away from God again and again, and they end up being oppressed many times by their enemies. And each time this happens, then they cry out to God. They say, oh, please save us, God. And God raises up a judge, a leader for them to save them for a time. But the trouble is they keep doing this. Now, humanly speaking, you might think, well, why? Why would someone stick with these people when they keep deserting him? Why, when God knows what people are like, does he still love them? Why, when God knows what we're like, does he stick with us? Well, God is faithful. God doesn't break his promises. God loves us and forgives us. So in one of my times with God recently, I was talking to him about somebody I'm angry with, or had been angry with, and I thought I was over it, but I got angry again. And I was reminded of that story, the one where Peter asks Jesus, how many times, Lord, should I forgive my brother? As many as seven times? And Jesus says, no, not 7 times, but 77 times, or some translations have 70 times 7 times. The number doesn't really matter, actually. It's just a lot more than Peter was expecting, and it's a lot more, perhaps, than I want to forgive. I don't know, again, if that stirs anything for you, something that you would like to say sorry for in the light of God's forgiveness and his faithfulness today. Finally, the story of Ruth is a story of provision. God provides for his people, Ruth provides for Naomi, and the story centres around the harvest, which we are celebrating today. And in a moment, we're going to bring up our gifts for the One Can Trust and the Community Matters Project at Lane End. Just before that, however, I'd like to set you a mini challenge for the week. Okay, can you this week make all your prayers thank you prayers? So I was challenged to do this probably a few years ago by somebody else in their sermon, and I'd like to say it revolutionised my prayer life. Okay, for that week anyway. So there are lots of things we can say thank you for that we take for granted, don't we? So I quite often begin, thank you, Lord, for coffee, because, you know, that gets me through. Thank you, Lord, that there's hot water in the shower. But we can pray for other people by thanking them too. And you can do it like this. So think of somebody you want to pray for. Thank you, Lord, for whoever this is. Thank you that you know them intimately, you know their needs. Thank you that you can know what's best for them. So thank you, Lord, that you can heal if they need healing. Thank you, Lord, that you can, etc. I hope you kind of get the idea. So my challenge for you this week is have a go at it. See how you get on. It kind of alters your mindset, and it's quite an interesting little exercise. So we are now going to say thank you by bringing up all the things we've brought, and we're going to place them on this lovely table, but not with those, because otherwise there'll be no sweeties for next month. And if you've got a birthday in November, that's not very nice. And I believe we are going to have on in the background a song that Dave has recorded for us this week. It's called Thank You, Lord. So let's do this now. As our response to God's faithfulness, his provision, let's bring our gifts up. Is that all I need to do, Heather?
Come on. Yes.
Right, cool. Okay.